The latest edition of the online Issues Etc. Journal is out. It contains an article I've written titled Legalism and License. How are these two really the same error? Find out with the latest Issues Etc. Journal. You can also read about Pastor Brian Wolfmiller's journey from liberal Lutheranism and navel-gazing evangelicalism to the external promises of God in Holy Scripture. Get your copy of the latest Issues Etc. Journal by sending your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org. Join us to get an update on all of the help that's going on down there in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Pastor Matt Harrison, he's Executive Director of LCMS World Relief and Human Care. Matt, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hey, Todd, we're actually in Jacmel in Haiti.
What are you seeing down there, Matt?
Well, this is just enormously traumatic. We got here yesterday. Our medical teams have set up a clinic, and they're working at Marky Kessa's church. They immediately had about 150 patients that they began seeing. There were a number of issues dealing with the gamut of medical needs under normal circumstances, but also secondary infections after broken limbs had been treated, etc. We had contact immediately via some Canadians who are at the airport. It was a very small airport we flew into. And they, through a secondary connection, we found a hospital, Emmanuel Hospital here in Jacmel, that was severely understaffed and severely overburdened with patients. And so after getting around the city to have a good look at a number of things, we stopped by and provided some pastoral care at the hospital, where we sent an orthopedic surgeon, an emergency doc, and also a great nurse who just jumped in, have done a fantastic job. They had about 300 patients there. They were every manner. I just, a half hour ago, I had my hands on the head of a infant that's been about 6 months old who was found after 3 days in the rubble and was there for treatment of head injuries and feet and everything else. A lot of secondary infections. I think what's most extraordinary about what we saw today in the heart of Jacmel is just the utter devastation, and there's nobody there. There's no UN vehicles. There's no police. There's no heavy equipment. There's nothing. It's aside from the Canadians who are in charge of the sector, who are taking care of a few camps, and we went to the one refugee camp, which had to have a good 4,000 to 5,000 people in it. And here they are, just under many of them, most of them. It's a space a good 200 yards wide, and most of them are just living in makeshift tents made out of bed sheets, not even water resistant. And we had a huge rain this afternoon, and the people of Haiti are just doing this on their own. There's nobody here but the Canadians and the Boy Scouts in uniform. That's it, the local Boy Scouts.
With only about 30 seconds here, Matt, what can we back here do to help over there? 30 seconds.
Help comes one person at a time. Jesus left the 99 and went after the one. Help at lcms.org, get the LCMS World Relief and our other mission, Haiti Mission Societies, etc. And we are helping people and helping many, many people one at a time. There's no overarching solution. It's going to be a huge patchwork of just reaching people one at a time. And that's what we're called to do, and that's what we're doing. And so I pray that folks would continue to give generously. It makes a huge difference in individual lives, and I see them, I touch them every day.
Pastor Matt Harrison, Executive Director of LCMS World Relief and Human Care, live from Haiti. Matt, our prayers are with you and those you are helping. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, dear friend, and the Lord bless you in every way and all your wonderful listeners.
Folks, you can help the victims in Haiti by making a donation today to LCMS World Relief and Human Care. You'll find a link under the Listen on Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. issuesetc.org. Look for that link and give. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Dr. Arthur Just about the purification of Mary and the presentation of our Lord. We'll have Greg Kokel answer the question, what does Exodus 21:22 have to say about abortion? I thought abortion wasn't in the Bible. We'll see what that passage has to say. Greg Kokel will be our guest tomorrow. One person at a time. It's all we can do. No overarching solution. There isn't. There is one overarching solution for our real problem, which is sin, and that is the perfect life, death, and resurrection of the one man, Jesus Christ, for us all. And then he calls us in our individual vocations to one neighbor at a time. It's not a program. It's not a big organization or a foundation. It's one person helping his neighbor. That's how it works. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.